Hello, here are today's news stories brought to you by RTL Today. In Luxembourg's weekly COVID report, infections declined by 53%, from 11,003 down to 5,871 cases. 12 people succumbed to the virus last week, with an average age of 80. There were 64 hospital admissions, also an improvement given the 73 in the week prior. The primary source of infection is the family circle, with 40%, and the work sphere, with 5%. Over 30% of infections cannot be traced back. Hong Kong is in the throes of its worst coronavirus outbreak, and record new daily infections have pushed hospitals in the finance hub to the breaking point. Tents have been set up outside hospital wards, with patients given blankets to keep warm, as there's no more space indoors. Before the latest wave, Hong Kong had recorded just over 12,000 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Health experts say the daily case number could rise to 28,000 by March. Despite ample supplies, only 43% of those aged 70 to 79 and 26% of over 80s opted to get jabbed. A Bulgarian nationalist MEP gave a Nazi salute in the chamber of the European Parliament in Strasbourg on Wednesday, sparking outrage after he spoke during a debate on the rule of law in Poland and Hungary. Going up the steps that lead to the exit of the hemicycle, Angel Dambaski of the Eurosceptic ECR group can be seen on a video of the debate, turning around and extending his right arm in front of him for a few seconds before leaving. The Vice President of the European Parliament, Italy's Pina Pisierno, who led the debate, said the institution would check with the cameras what happened in this hemicycle to see if there was a fascist salute or not, and if so, the appropriate sanctions would be taken. Cristina Calderón, the last native speaker of Chile's indigenous Yagán language, has died at the age of 93, her family said Wednesday, in a blow for a dwindling culture at South America's extreme southern tip. The Yagán have lived in the end of the world region for some 6,000 years, and numbered about 3,000 before the arrival of European settlers about 150 years ago. While they retain some of their customs, such as weaving baskets with reeds, the Yagán are losing their tribal legends as well as knowledge of ancient trails. Calderón, known locally as Grandma Cristina, was recognized in 2009 by the Chilean government as a living human treasure for her work in preserving a culture at risk of extinction. And today's weather sees the return of the sun, with up to 6 hours of sunshine and temperatures hitting 10 degrees in the afternoon. But be careful out there, because the wind gusts are still very present. For more on this, or the latest stories, or any other news, head over to today.rtl.lu.